Chapter 33, Meeting the Son of the King.
The lawyer's shins bumped into something. He cleared his eyes and looked down to see that it was only intuition. Evidently, she had stopped when she reached the road that circled the silent fountain. Looking up, the lawyer saw food and flowers and people packed into the circle. Every eye, however, was riveted on the smiling king as he stood before the fountain. His royal voice boomed.
Hear me all!
And the people grew as quiet as the calm before a storm.
Today, we receive the messenger who has guarded that which is closest to our heart.
The king extended a hand toward the spot where the lawyer was standing. Every eye in the city looked at him. The lawyer was supposed to do something now, but what? When the silence had become unbearable, the lawyer took a faltering step forward and in his best voice said,
Allow me to present to you the gift that was entrusted to me when I left the people of Town Square.
Upon hearing these words, the citizens of Destiny went wild with clapping and cheering. But the lawyer raised his hand to silence them, for he had more to say. His voice rang out with newfound authority.
I have a request to make of the son of the king.
The people gasped in loud surprise. But from over near the fountain, the king's deep voice boomed once more across the circle.
And what might this request be?
During the winter, the beagle found love, and these two puppies were born unto her,
said the lawyer.
I ask only that the messenger might be allowed to keep the puppies.
After a moment's pause, the king replied,
The puppies, of course, will always belong to the messenger, but they are love's gift to the son of the king.
Seeing the lawyer's confusion, the beagle pressed her nose against his bottom left jacket pocket, then raised her eyes to meet his. Reaching inside the pocket, the lawyer found the newspaper that he had folded and placed there months ago. He pulled it out and read the headline again, King's Son to be Tested. Then, for the first time since he had picked it up from the newspaper stand on the morning that their journey began, the lawyer read the story beneath the headline. Given only a single day to prepare, the king's lost son must journey alone to Destiny to prove that he is prepared to inherit the kingdom. Fearful of the many perils that await him, the people of Destiny have sent him the gift of a magical beagle messenger to guard and guide him on his way. And as he continued to stare at the newspaper, the king's son could hear the voices of three beagles singing in perfect harmony. Aru, 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 aru. And the people of Destiny clapped and shouted in rhythm with the beagle's song.
Welcome home!
Welcome home!
Welcome home!
Welcome home!
Welcome home!
Welcome home!
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
And thus it was, with the magical beagle of intuition at his side, that Prince Intellect began to learn about the kingdom that his father had prepared for them before he was even born. And all these things happened in the days when faith and hope were very young.
Free the Beagle was written by Roy H. Williams and narrated by Joan Pearsall. The part of Prince Intellect was played by Jake Williams. The part of the King of Destiny was played by Jim Ballard. The part of Judge Gray was played by Roy Williams. The parts of the Hunter and the Farmer were played by Matthew Reynolds. The part of Worry was played by Kevin Cox. The part of Fear was played by Peter Nevland. The part of Panic was played by Rex Williams. The part of the Mayor of Compromise was played by Roger Levi. The part of Kara was played by Sarah Sherwood. Additional copies of this audiobook and many other titles like it can be found at wizardacademypress.com. This has been a Wizard Academy Press production.
David Nevland, producer.